One of the most common complaints that I hear about the rosary is that it's not scriptural. The reality is one of the reasons why the rosary is so powerful is precisely because it's so scriptural. The rosary is made up of three different types of prayers. Vocal prayer, each of these beads. It's got meditative prayer, thinking about a certain aspect of the life of Christ. And it's got contemplative prayer. That's where God touches your heart. Let's focus on the vocal prayers. The vocal prayers of the rosary are composed primarily of the Our Father and the Hail Mary. The Our Father is one of the greatest prayers you could ever pray. It is scriptural. It's not only scriptural. It's from the words of Jesus Christ himself. The apostles asked our Lord, Lord, teach us how to pray. The words of Jesus Christ can't get any better than that. The Hail Mary. People have a big problem with the Hail Mary, but it's scriptural. The angel Gabriel appears to the Virgin Mary and he says to her, Hail Mary, full of grace. These aren't just the words of the angel. What is an angel? An angel is a messenger of God. He's carrying forth God's message for Mary. These words are so important. This is the beginning of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the entire purpose of the angel's mission. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Where do these words come from? These come from Saint Elizabeth in the Bible. When Elizabeth was visited by the Virgin Mary, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit upon hearing Mary's words. So these words are from the Holy Spirit, Holy Scripture, Holy Spirit, the words of the angel, the words of our Lord. All these vocal prayers are all scriptural. Now, what about the meditations that are happening? These meditations are from what? They're from the life of Jesus Christ. When you pray the rosary, you're going through the entire life of Jesus Christ, from his infancy, his public ministry, his crucifixion, and his resurrection. The rosary is gospel prayer. It's Christocentric. If you want it to be even more scriptural, there's something called the scriptural rosary, where at each bead, you are adding a verse from sacred scripture that corresponds to that mystery. Sacred scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit. When we meditate on the life of Jesus Christ, when we meditate on sacred scripture, when we repeat the words of sacred scripture, the Holy Spirit stirs in us and we have a greater love for Jesus Christ. Already at this point in the video, if you're a non-Catholic, you might already start to feel very uncomfortable, and that's okay. What I don't want to happen is I don't want you to harden your heart and make up irrational excuses. For example, don't say, well, if Jesus explicitly never says to pray the rosary, I'm not gonna do it. This is irrational because Jesus doesn't say a lot of things explicitly that are very good to do. If we're gonna go by this same standard, you wouldn't be reading the New Testament. Because the New Testament wasn't written and compiled until after the death of Jesus Christ. Jesus never said, write this down, have a Bible study, read the New Testament. And these are all very good and holy things. So as we continue, I want you to keep an open mind and an open heart and be open to the possibility that perhaps you've been misinformed. Many people will criticize Catholics who pray the rosary because they'll say it's vain repetition. Not all repetition is bad or vain. We're filming this segment in a park because it's at parks like these that families gather. And what is the one thing that families should and often do repeat to one another? The words, I love you. We read in the book of Revelation that the angels that sit before the throne of God, they repeat incessantly, and for all of eternity, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. This isn't vain repetition because it's so full of significance and meaning. Repeating sacred scripture is not vain repetition because it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. One of the most important moments in all of salvation history happens when the angel Gabriel announces to the Virgin Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. This is so significant because this is the beginning of the coming of our Savior. So repeating these words isn't vain. In fact, it's the key to unlocking some of the most important moments in salvation history. there is an incredibly special and sacred bond that exists between a child and his mother. Women are emotionally, spiritually, and physiologically designed to give life to their children, to nourish them, and it's undeniable that they provide a special sweetness and a special care that's unique to a mother. This is also true in the spiritual life. God the Father has willed that Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our food, our nourishment, comes into the world and comes to all of us through the Virgin Mary. Life in Christ isn't a contract. It is a share in the life and the family of God. And if we are sharers in Christ's life, that means we also share His mother. It's troubling to hear people say things like, Mary's dead. Praying to her is idolatry or false worship. Mary's not dead. When Christians die, if they are united to Christ, they are more alive in heaven than they ever were on earth. Praying to Mary isn't idolatry or worship. Praying to Mary is simply asking Mary to pray for us. James chapter 5 verse 16 says, "The prayers of the righteous availeth much." And there are no people more righteous than those who are with Jesus Christ in heaven. In the book of Revelation, on two occasions, it says that the prayers of the saints is like incense that goes before the throne of God. Now, it is true that in 1 Timothy it says that there's only one mediator between God and man, but this does not mean we can't have intercessors. In fact, if you read sacred scripture in context, you will see that just a few verses before, St. Paul encourages Timothy and us to pray for each other, to intercede for each other. It's at the wedding feast of Cana. Mary notices that they have no more wine, and she goes to her son. And Jesus responds, "Woman, what business is this of mine? It is not my hour." And yet through Mary's intercession, Jesus changes his mind, and he works his first miracle. I mentioned earlier that the Rosary is powerful because it's scriptural. It's powerful because it's Christocentric. The Rosary is also powerful because it's undeniably Marian. The Virgin Mary loves you. You have a spiritual mother. She wants to nourish you. She wants to provide you with a special sweetness. And most importantly, she wants you to love her son, Jesus Christ. So she will help you on that journey. Our blessed Lord said that every tree will be known by its fruit. And the fruit of praying the Rosary is a greater love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the same fruits of the Holy Spirit that are listed in sacred scripture. Those who are devoted to the Rosary claim to experience a greater awareness of God's providence, a greater confidence in times of trial, inspirations from the Holy Spirit. They receive a special protection and assistance in their adversities. They get the power to help them overcome temptations. They feel the protection of God from the wickedness and the snares of the devil. They have a greater zeal for souls. Praying the Rosary results in a greater love for Jesus Christ. It helps to purify your soul, and it makes it easier to practice virtue. Is there some intention that you have that's been weighing heavily on your heart, and our Lord seems to be saying to you, "What business is this of mine?" I encourage you, go to the Virgin Mary. She will present your petition, and it could be that our Lord Jesus Christ is simply waiting to hear your petition from the loving lips of the Virgin Mary. Don't be afraid to pray the Rosary. Our Lady's soul truly magnifies the Lord, and I am confident that if you pray the Rosary devoutly and frequently, she will help to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. I hope you enjoyed that video. If you'd like to learn more about the power of the entire Rosary, or if you'd like to learn more about Mary in sacred scripture, I will put links in the description section of this video. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you soon.